Namaskar, everyone. So welcome to our preparation countdown to the 40 days. We are 4 days away. And so every day I want to give you some little tip for preparing yourselves for these days ahead. As I've been telling you, 1978 was a very special year. Totally unexpected. Began dramatically or profoundly on the 25th evening. But what happened in those days is an incredible discipline driven by Kundalini. It's almost like a fairy tale, where our whole family got wrapped into this energy field. And where we were guided into an incredible discipline that created a high energy field. Of course, I was secluded, so another member of the family was actually channeling and guiding. Everybody was so together, you didn't have to tell someone, almost as if they intuited what needed to be done. But there was an incredible flow in the space. And so you knew that the divine was at hand. Everybody just knew what to do, and everybody complied. Even down to the food that we ate, especially what I ate. Everything was managed. Timing for discipline in the hall, in our little hall, our living room became the hall. Impeccable discipline. Nobody could be out of timing for 40 days. Incredible. And I like to have that in the ashram. Every 40 days, the place must vibrate with that same energy of that original 40 days. All those of you who will be here, you've been drawn into it. Will you really allow yourself to be held in such a field of discipline? If you open yourself, you will experience incredible energies and a shift, almost as if the thoughts are coming to your mind as to what to do, what to eat, how to operate. But you have to open yourself to it. An indisciplined space would leave scattered energies where people sit, where people meet, where people eat, where people socialize. Indiscipline allows for scattered energy. And which guide, which soul guide will come there? Which higher entity will come in that space? And that would, it was an incredible space that we had in 1978. The energy field was amazing. And for those of you who are listening via the audio stream, even though your home or your workplace may not be like an ashram, but you can hold that awareness and attitude of being disciplined wherever you are. It's more important that the mind becomes disciplined. There's discipline in the consciousness of self. Because the discipline was not just a physical discipline only, but also a mental discipline, a devotional discipline, wrapped in a desire to be held and guided. Nobody knew then where we were headed. We didn't know what was the end game to this thing. And I could have sworn then that this is going to last for years. I had no idea that after 40 days it would complete. I was so secluded, I couldn't look at anybody in the eyes. I had to eat exactly what I was told to eat. And I didn't mind because of what was happening inside of me, I couldn't eat normally. And day and night, I was absorbed in this state of transformation, just guided by the energy. From the moment we woke up in the morning to going back to bed, there was total discipline and quiet in this space. No unnecessary speaking. And then we had additional discipline to the day. And it was like exactly what I experienced in the Ganesh Puri Ashram in India. Exactly the same discipline. At that time, it was quite a discipline there. Even at 2 o'clock, you had a discipline. So you cannot make a shift without any kind of true discipline. Because everything that you build will be wasted in the indisciplined moments. So the ashram here has the, well, I wouldn't say it's perfect because we could add more elements to it, but it has a discipline that if we follow, it can lead to higher energy shifts. So before we come into this 40 days, and as you can see, I'm here every morning. My day is already disciplined in terms of seva, in terms of all that I do. I don't waste a moment. I don't know what that is. And my mind does not get out of that consciousness space of what I'm in this world for, of what my role is, what my purpose is. I'm constantly in it. So if you're willing, I'm going to guide you through the discipline of these days. But I would like you to cooperate with me, those of you who are here, to wrap this whole space in an energy field. Especially those of you who have been with us through 40 days before. So let's keep that idea of discipline today. Discipline and vision of what our purpose is, what we want to achieve. Discipline in thought, because it's easy to have scattered thinking. Discipline in emotional being, not being carried away by emotions that you don't need. And don't uplift. Discipline in co-creativity, being able to work with those around you in a seamless way that you don't need unnecessary instruction. Discipline in the meditative awareness, enjoying your inner self more than compulsion to talk. If you hold on to that discipline, surely transformation will happen. Don't let 40 days go without a shift in consciousness. You have the opportunity in these 40 days. So reflect on what I would have said about discipline. And I'm going to continue to speak every day, giving you a tip to make these days meaningful. And for those of you who are not in the ashram, you make a home, an ashram-like space, and make your own inner space an ashram-like space. If you do, then no matter where you are in the world, the ashram goes with you. That was my experience after I left India. Didn't matter where I go, the ashram was in me. There's another moment that I sit here and chant Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari and don't remember India. And my transformation in those early days in the memory of singing. Or singing the Hare Rama Hare Krishna at night time and remembering being in this highly energized space. The ashram always lives in me. So does the Guru. Have a blessed day, everyone. We count down to the 40 days. Namaskar.